It is Wednesday, July 24th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Good day, everyone. Hope your Wednesday's going great so far today. Ron Hayes joining us now. Ron, what's going on today?
Well, Dave, tell you what, interesting that all the moisture that we got overnight. Eastern Oklahoma got a lot of it, but we even got some here in the central, north central part of the state as well. And so that's very interesting. More looks like going to be coming the rest of the week as well. Also today, talking a little bit about some of the latest on the farm bill, the discussions at the same time.
All right, very good. Also coming up in just a few minutes, Justin Lewis will have an in-depth look at those markets. Ron will have his ag weather, and then Jim Appel also have his calendar update. That and more when Midday Oklahoma continues in just a moment right here on the radio, Oklahoma Network.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable V100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offer in 731-13. Restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's Red E Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
And coming up on 7 minutes past the hour, I'm Dave Lanning. Two nominees for top positions at the Agriculture Department had their confirmation hearings yesterday. Gary Crawford has his report.
At Tuesday's Senate confirmation hearing for current USDA Chief of Staff Krista Harton to be the second in command at USDA.
Thank you for this opportunity to appear today before you as President Obama's nominee to serve.
And then she stopped abruptly, looked like she was getting rather emotional, and then went on.
I apologize. Every time I read that, it's just hard to believe.
Krista Harton, a product of a Georgia farm family, fielding a number of questions from senators, including, is the USDA ready to implement a new farm bill when it finally comes?
We're ready. Y'all send us a farm bill. We'll get it done in a timely and orderly manner, and I hope to be leading that effort.
Also, another nominee at the hearing, Robert Bonney, now a USDA policy advisor named for Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment.
Conservation of our natural resources is closely linked to the prosperity and well-being of rural and urban Americans alike. If confirmed, I look forward to working with the President Obama, with Secretary Vilsack, to contribute to the conservation of our working lands and forests.
The Ag Committee could vote later this week on sending the two nominations to the full Senate for confirmation. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, through at least last week, pasture and rangeland conditions have remained fairly constant. This report from Susan Carter.
Give or take a few points.
Percentage of the pasture and range rated good to excellent, 44%. That is down 2 points from a week ago. But the percentage rated very poor to poor, unchanged at 28%.
USDA meteorologist Fred Rippey says a positive weather pattern has resulted in very good pasture land across the eastern one-third of the country.
And in fact, if you look at the states bordering the Mississippi and points east, there's only one state with more than 20% rated very poor to poor. That is Arkansas. We have seen some short-term dryness in the Mid-South.
Meantime, however slight, the monsoon rains are beginning to have an impact.
We still see 79% of the pasture and rangeland rated very poor to poor in Arizona and New Mexico. Both of those numbers represent significant improvements, though, from last week and previous weeks as the monsoon rains have brought some relief.
California remains the highest in the nation at 95% very poor to poor. On the flip side, the states bordering the Mississippi and points east have the best numbers. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow told reporters yesterday she's waiting for the House leadership to respond to the receipt of the Senate Farm Bill, call for a conference, and appoint conferees. Her hope is that conferees will be appointed before the August recess. Last week, after receiving the farm program-only farm bill from the House, the Senate substituted its bill and sent it back to the House. Stabenow says the House needs to formally object to the Senate bill and appoint conferees to work out the differences. Coming up on 10 past the hour, Justin Lewis will join us when we come back, and we'll take a look at those markets, and I'll have a futures update for you. Ron Hayes will also have a check on that weather. That when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow, and many FFA alums credit their success to their FFA experience. One such alum, Oklahoma State Senator Josh Prakeen, who says he was confronted with role models, ones that set a high standard.
The integrity, the morals, the stands, the work ethic, all intertwined. I want to grow like that. Those individuals that exemplified the type of leadership skills that the FFA is known for. Strong work ethic, integrity, well-spoken, genuine, authentic, pressing you to be the best person that you possibly can with what God's given you. Do you want to grow like that? You can pinpoint an FFA member. They stand out. They're charismatic. They're upward and outward. They're dynamic. They're authentic. You know, we're all products of our environment, and what the FFA is just one of the most positive atmospheres that a young adult can have access to.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Twelve minutes past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Justin Lewis from KIS Futures joins us now. And, Justin, let's take a look at those markets. What's happening in the markets here today?
Commodity futures here are mixed today. We have a few pretty big movers here, though, with the soybeans and now crude oil is starting to sell off a little bit. But we'll start off with the grains here. We have corn just slightly lower here. Soybeans are really low in the front month, August, but higher in the back. Wheat is steady to just a touch higher. Wheat being steady today, despite some of the weakness in the outside markets. Egypt overnight issued a second tender for the week, and that helped the bull camp here for the short term. There's also talk that China might be in the market to buy some wheat due to the fact that they're not going to have much wheat this year, it looks like, and they might become the world's biggest importer for the time being. And they also continue to sit here near the lows. Yesterday, December Chicago wheat made new lows, and so that added some downside pressure. The funds kept selling it there. And then we have some news out of North Dakota with the from the Wheat Quality Council here. They estimated spring wheat yields to be higher than last year. They're estimating it after one day of survey of about 43.3 bushels per acre. It was just under 43 last year, so no big surprise there. Corn futures this morning here slightly lower today. Weather patterns here over the next 7 to 10 days are just a little bit bearish. And then we have harvest for corn starting in the southern U.S., and that could change the mindset here as we have new crop corn coming in the market. And there's a lot of talk about that September D spread. You know, the September's trading over the December, and if they start harvesting a lot of corn in the south, that should change to a regular contango market or a storage market. Now, we had the ethanol report this morning. They showed ethanol production down to about 5.971 million barrels this week. Stocks increased just a touch, and profit margins are still good. So I think that production will probably stay pretty good, and stocks will increase with those positive production numbers. Soybean futures here are getting hit on the front end. We're down about 50 cents in the August, up about 2 to 3 in the November. Cattle are higher, 30 to 40 higher in the fats, steady to 20 higher in the feeders. Crude oil getting hit here. We're down about $2.15 at 105.08 in the front month.
All right, Justin, thanks so much for your time here today. And Jim will be back and visit with you again tomorrow. When we come back, I'll have an update on those futures. That's coming up right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab Summer by the Grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
And right about 15 past the hour, I'm Dave Lanning. Let's take a look at those futures here. August live cattle up 27 at 122.17. October's up 50 at 126.40. December's up 37, 128.97. August feeder cattle up 27 at 153.87. September's up 30 at 156.92. August hogs down 52 at 98.65. October's up 10, 86.42. We'll take a look at the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, great opportunity to buy some of the best cattle anywhere from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their Video Royale 21 sale coming up the week of July 29th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, July 29th. They're going to skip Tuesday. It's a travel day. Then Wednesday through Friday, they'll be on the scene from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. Tremendous number head of cattle, 158,000 head. Yearling steers, yearling heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows. If you want more information about the specific cattle being sold any one day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The auction catalog already online at SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you.
Over on the grains today, September Kansas City wheat up 2, 701. December up a quarter of a penny at 710 and a half. September corn down 8 and a quarter at 514 and a quarter. December down a penny, 484 and a half. August soybeans down 50 and a quarter cents, 1412 and a quarter. November is up 2 and a half cents at 1262 and three quarters. On the cotton futures today, October cotton down 17, 85.84. December's down 31 at 85.36. Energy futures, September crude oil down 210 at 105.14. October's down 194 at 103.85. August natural gas up 1 at 3.75. September's up 1 at 3.75 per million BTU. And August gold is down 66 at 132.81. That's Look at Your Markets. Ron Hayes steps in now with a check on today's ag weather.
Midday Oklahoma continues. Time for us to check our agriculture weather. A couple of things we wanted to check on. Obviously, moderating temperatures and somewhat better chances of precipitation in the western Corn Belt. That bodes well for a record corn and soybean crop this year, and that's most certainly good news for those that feed livestock. We'll talk about that momentarily. Also, the rainfall amounts that came in overnight, rather hefty to say the least, and they do continue in the southern parts of the state even as we speak. We're looking at over an inch of rain in a bunch of locations over the eastern half of the state, over 5 inches at Tahlequah, over 4.5 inches at Wister in far eastern Oklahoma, over 2 inches of rain, though, at Newkirk overnight, 1.5 inches at Burbank, over an inch at Blackwell, about three quarters of an inch at Lake Carl Blackwell, 3/4 inch at Guthrie, 9/10 at Marshall, almost an inch in northwest Oklahoma City, 1.25 inches at OKC West El Reno, getting those cattle wet as they got ready for their first cattle auction after that EF5 tornado of May 31st, and upwards of an inch or more in some of the south-central part of the state as well from this fairly quick-moving system. As far as a Corn Belt situation is concerned, let's get to that, and we'll also be obviously checking on our forecast for the next couple of days. Heavy chances of rain Thursday night, Friday morning, looks like right now. We'll get to all of it in just a moment.
Have you heard about the new Ready Dump trailer? The Ready Dump trailers will make your life easier and your business more profitable. Whether you use the Ready Dump trailer one time or 100 times, it will always dump, and with no hydraulics, the Ready Dump can haul large loads and it's easy to tow. Made in Cushing, Oklahoma, Red E Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer available. It's just right for you. The Ready Dump trailer. Go to RedEDump.com. That's RedEDump.com.
Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlant has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlant seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlant by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email. A longtime friend, Bryce Anderson, meteorologist for DTN, posted on his blog earlier this morning about the temperature trend for pollinating corn and blooming to pod-setting soybeans. Says certainly favorable, he says, in the Midwest as the end of July is now on the horizon. He says that forecast highs are in the 70s and 80s across the Midwest and the northern half of the plains, 90s in the southern plains forecast. He says this range is most favorable to crops, especially corn, with more than half of the U.S. corn crop still needing to reach the silking stage, according to the latest weekly crop progress report of Monday of this week. He says that milder temperature trend continues through the next week or so, below normal values in almost the entire central U.S. He says that's very favorable for pollinating corn for this time of year. Rainfall chances in the western corn belt also going up. He says, as a result, a well-watered corn belt with mild temperatures for the reproductive and fill stages of row crops, even though they are running some 2 weeks behind the average schedule, is good news and may mean record crops for the corn and beans here in 2013, something that the livestock industry, cattle producers, hog producers, poultry producers are saying hip, hip, hooray for. As far as our forecast is concerned, let's check it in just a moment.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
Forecast today, tomorrow, low 90s, 80s, daytime highs for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Chances of precipitation are there each day, but highest Thursday night and Friday morning. In fact, there's a box that basically goes from east of the Oklahoma City Metro along Interstate 40 all the way out to the Texas line and then all the way north to the Kansas line that has excellent chances of heavy rainfall. It looks like Thursday night into Friday morning. So really a lot of central Oklahoma, north central Oklahoma, northwest Oklahoma, red carpet country looking like they could get some significant rainfall. And for those northwestern counties especially, that would be a godsend. That's your ag weather. Midday Oklahoma continues.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or a bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
When you think of a metal building, does something ordinary come to mind? If it does, then you aren't thinking a Mueller custom building. With our in-house engineers ready to design complex projects, we think beyond the normal standard of metal buildings. From something as simple as adding a lean-to for your boat or RV to designing a 3-in-1 home, workshop, and storage facility, we manufacture your building to suit your needs. And the customization doesn't stop at design. Mueller offers more than 30 designer colors to get the look you desire, along with a 30-year limited paint warranty to get the peace of mind you deserve. Our highly trained sales staff is here for you, offering face-to-face customer service at 29 locations across the Southwest. Go online at MuellerInc.com to find a branch near you. And while you're there, view our extensive photo gallery, which shows how Mueller thinks outside the metal box. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal building or roofing project today. That's 877-268-3553.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Taking a look at our ag calendar on this Wednesday, we'll look at the 61st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. We'll look at a water source development seminar, and we'll look at an Oklahoma Women in Agriculture and Small Business Conference. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
The concrete jungle, home to the Burger Devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a Burger Devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
The 61st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show is scheduled for July 25th, 26th, and 27th and will be held in Midwest City at the Reed Conference Center. The theme for this year's convention is Embracing Technology, Enhancing Production, and Evolving Policy. The three-day family-friendly event offers a large trade show, informative speakers, committee meetings for developing policy, leadership development for junior cattlemen, and a banquet recognizing outstanding members and their accomplishments. The OCAA invites you to attend all or part of the convention. Pre-registration is encouraged. On-site registration is available. For registration information or a detailed agenda, you can go to www.okcattlemen.org. Interest in developing water resources for irrigation, livestock, wildlife, and domestic use is at an all-time high due to the residual drought conditions in the southern Great Plains. To provide information on other potential water sources to agricultural producers and landowners, the Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation and First United Bank of Durant will co-host a water source development seminar from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tuesday, August 6th at the Ardmore Convention Center in Ardmore, Oklahoma. The seminar will provide information on identifying potential water sources available for agricultural use and how to develop those resources to meet a farmer or rancher's production and quality of life needs. The seminar will cover a variety of key topics, including water use requirements for crop and livestock enterprises, government regulations, drilling and developing an irrigation well, pond construction, atypical water sources for irrigation, and rainwater harvesting. The seminar is open to the public, but pre-registration is requested. Registration is $15 and includes lunch. For more information or to register, go to www.noble.org/agevents or contact Jackie Kelly at 580-224-6360. Oklahoma's statewide Women in Agriculture and Small Business Conference will take place August 8th and 9th at the Moore Norman Technology Center in Oklahoma City. The focus of the two-day conference is to assist women and producers to successfully manage risk for their agricultural enterprises or small businesses. The cost is $50 per participant if registered by August 1st and $60 thereafter. Registration includes two breakfasts, two lunches, all refreshment breaks, conference materials, post-conference training, and a Taste of Oklahoma reception on Thursday, August the 8th. Registration forms and additional information are available at www.okwomeninagandsmallbusiness.com, or you can call the OSU Department of Agricultural Economics at 405-744-9826.
What a great set of cattle Superior Livestock has put together for their Video Royale 21 sale the week of July 29th through the 2nd of August, live via satellite on Dish Network 231, DirecTV 345, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Give them a call at 1-800-422-2117 or check them out on the web, SuperiorLivestock.com.
That's a look at our ag calendar on this Wednesday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, either on this broadcast or on our calendar page at OklahomaFarmReport.com, we'd love to take a look at it. Just drop us a line at Ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, Jim, we certainly appreciate that look at the calendar here today. We're half past the hour. Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. We've got a news update coming up when we come back right after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, does canola have a future as a major crop in Oklahoma? Farm Director Ron Hayes has a look at that story.
Well, Dave, with cash canola prices several dollars a bushel above wheat, some out in farm country talking about the value of canola as a standalone cash crop in the future in Oklahoma. But Jeff Scott, the president of the Great Plains Canola Association and both the wheat and canola producer in north central Oklahoma, says the original purpose of canola being brought in as a rotational crop to reduce weed pressure in wheat still very, very important to the southern plains.
It's a very profitable standalone crop, but I think one of the big things that we need to keep in mind in this region is the high dockage, high FM levels. As we look at our grain elevators, what they have to do to sell wheat. You know, they're having to sit here and blend and do these things to clean up and make a marketable product. When, as a canola producer, you can bring to the table good, clean wheat with no FM, no dockage, and you bring that into an elevator system, that's a gold mine for them because now they have some really super clean, top quality product to blend with. So not only is it a good standalone crop, it increases your wheat yields and it makes life a lot easier for the elevators.
Jeff Scott out of Pond Creek. You know, when we had Freedom to Farm put into place back in 1996, that gave us the opportunity to look for some rotational crops for our continuous wheat base here in the Southern Plains. And a lot of different ideas were thrown around. One that surfaced back about a decade ago, winter canola. It has really caught on and now maybe, what, a half a million acres, very possibly, may be planted this fall as a result. It is here, obviously, to stay. From Midday, Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
USDA has announced additional actions to address the domestic sugar surplus at the least cost to the federal government. The department sent purchase invitations to domestic sugarcane processors soliciting bids to sell raw cane sugar to the Commodity Credit Corporation. USDA says the CCC will purchase sugar from domestic processors under the cost reduction options of the Food Security Act of 1985. And simultaneously exchange this sugar for credits offered by refiners holding licenses under the Refined Sugar Re-Export Program. According to USDA, similar actions last month successfully removed almost 300,000 metric tons of import supply in exchange for 91,000 metric tons of CCC inventory for a cost of $43 million, saving an estimated $66.9 million in avoided sugar forfeitures. Coming up on 34 past the hour, Ron Hayes will join us with his Ag Perspectives when we come back right after this.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Midday Oklahoma continues. Joining us for an ag conversation today, Hope Pajeski, along with her husband Ryan, farm near Goltry. Today we're talking with Hope about ILAC, the International Leadership Alumni Conference, coming up in mid-August. Deadline to register for this conference is next week, July 31st. So we want to get you some information about it, and you need to get online and register right away. We're back with Hope to discuss that in just a moment.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. Hope Pajeski and her husband Ryan farm in north central Oklahoma. Hope has gone through and graduated from the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, currently serving as the president of its alumni organization, the ALO, Ag Leaders of Oklahoma. And Hope and the ALO helping put on something called an ILAC during the month of August in Oklahoma. Hope, maybe the first question is, what in the world is an ILAC?
ILAC stands for the International Leadership Alumni Conference, and it's a conference that is held every year in a different state or country for alumni of agricultural and rural leadership programs. So there's a program in almost every U.S. state, three provinces in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, and Scotland that are all invited. Plus this year we're kind of having the more the merrier attitude, so we're inviting a lot of extra people too. Pretty much anybody that's interested is welcome to come.
Now, you're actually helping coordinate this thing as the president of the Ag Leadership Oklahoma, ALO, which is the alums of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, right?
That's correct. Agricultural Leadership of Oklahoma is the alumni association for the Oklahoma Agricultural Leadership Program. And we're also hoping to use ILAC this year as sort of a grand reunion for all of the alums of OALP. There's over 450 alums now, since we're in our 16th class of OALP, and I'd love to have as many of them as possible come to ILAC and have just a grand reunion for everybody that's been involved over the years.
But let's talk a little bit about dates and where you're actually holding the meeting at.
Okay, the dates are August the 14th through 17th, and our host hotel is the Wyndham Garden in Oklahoma City. We're going to be out of the hotel a great deal. We have a lot of tours, and we have other venues where we're having events in the evenings. So we'll be out on tours as well as at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, the Devon Boathouse, and the Myriad Gardens for some of our speakers.
I know what Noble Foundation stepped up and is a major player as well.
Yes, Noble Foundation is our sponsor for the conference. They're sponsoring the entire conference. We also have CHS Foundation sponsoring one of our speakers on Wednesday evening.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, maybe give me a couple of the highlights of the program that you feel will be especially of interest to folks in this part of the world.
We have really great speakers. On Wednesday evening, we have Jolene Brown, and that evening that's the one that CHS Foundation is sponsoring, and she's doing the presentation called Let Go of the Ropes. It's basically, hey, you were trained to be a leader, now go out and do it. Friday morning, we have speakers at the hotel. And the first one is Jason Lusk. He's going to talk about what he did his book, The Food Police, about. Saturday morning, we have Evelyn Browning-Garris to start out the morning. And she is a historical climatologist talking about long-term weather and climate issues, which everybody who's involved with agriculture is very interested in.
Hope Pajeski talking with us about ILAC. For more information, you can go to www.ilac-conference.com for more information about registering. Deadline is July 31st. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Well, cattle producers, great opportunity to buy some of the best cattle anywhere from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their Video Royale 21 sale coming up the week of July 29th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, July 29th. They're going to skip Tuesday. It's a travel day. Then Wednesday through Friday, they'll be on the scene from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. Tremendous number head of cattle, 158,000 head. Yearling steers, yearling heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows. If you want more information about the specific cattle being sold any one day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The auction catalog already online at SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
If it's going to carry the name of a legend, its performance must be legendary. And Iva, another OSU-created wheat variety, certainly lives up to its name. As you would expect from its name, Iva plays great defense, holding its own against some of the top diseases and stresses in Oklahoma, just like one of its parents, Duster. But Iva also offers farmers high yield potential with a larger kernel that bakers millers love. To find out more about Iva and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. It's time for us to check your agricultural markets. Here we are, middle of the week already, and it's a little stronger today on our wheat futures by a couple of pennies or so. We're down, old crop corn's down by as much as 8 cents, down a penny right now, new crop corn. Soybean futures, old crop's down, new crop's actually up a little bit. Cotton futures down a little bit today. We're off again on crude oil futures, rather significantly down, in fact, and it's kind of a flat scenario right now when it comes to the natural gas futures. As far as all the trade is concerned, we'll start with livestock markets, both cash as well as our futures markets. We'll get to that in just a moment.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Nothing doing middle of the week on cash cattle trade. $1.19 for a few head of cattle at the end of last week was where we basically were at. That was steady with the week before. Wholesale box beef trade, choice beef up 27 cents today at 186.61, up 85 cents on the select beef to 182.35. It's a 426 choice select spread, 126 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. 1,500 head at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, with steers steady to $4 higher, heifers uneven but averaging steady, Quality was average, although mostly attractive. Looks like the 3 to 4 weight baby calves, $1.86 up to $2.03 a pound. 4 to 5 weights, $1.52 to $1.82. 5 to 600 pounders, $1.42 to $1.60. 6 to 7 weights, $1.36 to $1.52. And 7 to 8 weights, a few, $1.34 to $1.46 yesterday in McAllister. 978 head on the cow and bull turn at the Oklahoma National Stockyards yesterday. Slaughter cows were steady to a dollar higher. Bulls were mostly steady, moderate to good on the packer demand. Breaker and boners on the cows, 80 and a quarter to $84. High dressing, 86 to 91. Slaughter bulls, average dressing, 97 to a dollar and a penny a pound. High dressing, 103 to $1.06. The Woodward Livestock Market, their cow and bull turn, 565 head yesterday. Slaughter cows were $2 higher, bulls steady. The breakers and boners, $80 to $84 on the average dressing. High dressing, $85 to $88, a few very high to $94. Bulls, average dressing, $98 to $1 and a penny. High dressing, $102 to $1.06. 9,245 head was the actual number at the Oklahoma National Stockyards on Monday of this week. Yearling cattle were steady to $3 lower. Steer calves called steady on Monday. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, we're up 17 cents today on the August live cattle contracts at 122.07, October at 126.30, up 40 cents today. August feeder cattle up 20 cents, 153.80. September feeder cattle, 156.97, up 35 cents. We're down 47 cents on lean hogs on August at 98.70. Our grain are oilseeder cotton futures and the energy complex up next.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for DairyMax. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and DairyMax. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, September contracts are up 2 1/4 cents now, 7.01 1/4, so we're still flirting with that $7 level on the September KC wheat. The December at 7.10 3/4, that's up by 0.5 cent. September Chicago soft wheat, 6.57 1/2, up 3 3/4 cents. December, 6.88 1/4, up by 2 3/4 cents. See, September corn futures are at 5.14 3/4, down 7 3/4 cents today. We're down by fractions on the new crop December, off 0.75 cents now at 4.84 3/4, but we do have a 4 in front of that December new crop month, and we've actually had that for quite a while now. We've got September soybeans, 13.10 1/4, down 13 1/4 or 13 3/4 cents last trade. We've got November soybeans up 2.5 cents at 12.62 3/4. December cotton futures off 28 points, 85.38 cents a pound. Crude off 207 a barrel, 105.13. Natural gas up a penny, 375 per million BTU. Those are the markets. I'm Ron.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here are some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on a 2000 Komatsu excavator, a John Deere 2006 excavator, or a John Deere 644 wheel loader. You'll even find a 2007 New Holland C185 skid steer. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a Case IH 8010 Rotary Combine, as well as a Case IH 120 Pro Tractor. Or a bid on an 1194 Avalanche Grain Cart. Auctions end every Wednesday, so head to BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your cell phone. Jump online now and experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning, so glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest today, once again, livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel, talking beef demand with us after this. Well, cattle producers, great opportunity to buy some of the best cattle anywhere from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their Video Royale 21 sale coming up the week of July 29th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, July 29th. They're going to skip Tuesday. It's a travel day. Then Wednesday through Friday, they'll be on the scene from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. Tremendous number head of cattle, 158,000 head, yearling steers, yearling heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows. If you want more information about the specific cattle being sold any one day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The auction catalog already online at SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel visiting with us again today as we talk about beef demand and today's consumer. Exactly how are they responding to the higher prices that we saw built up during the spring months ahead of the summer grilling season? Dr. Peel says, at this point, the jury is out, but we got through the first couple of holidays of the summer season. Okay, nothing spectacular as far as beef demand was concerned, but now it looks like we are starting to reverse some of the higher prices of the spring at the wholesale beef price level and headed lower.
Well, you know, we don't have any real indications that there's any change fundamentally in demand in terms of preferences. But as you look at the summer, you know, we had a build up from early May towards Memorial Day to a peak in boxed beef prices. And now that we've gotten through the 4th of July, Memorial Day and 4th of July were both sort of so-so as far as grilling weekends, weather affected the market in some parts of the country. And so we've seen in just the last few days that the boxed beef prices dropped back down to about where we were in April or so for both choice and select prices. It's still a question going forward. It's now we're into kind of the doldrums of summer, so we expect a little bit of weakness in this boxed beef market, but we'll certainly have a sharp eye on it as we go into the fall. Beef supplies will be falling. There'll be pressure for higher prices, and again, that question of how high and how fast these cutout values can recuperate will be an important question as we move into the market this fall.
So the tension remains between the consumer and the beef producer when it comes to the number of pounds now available in our beef pipeline, the higher prices because of tighter supplies that has been gradually happening, and the willingness of that consumer to pay up for higher priced beef, especially with some of the other competing protein not as high. Now, one of the factors in all of this, exactly how quickly we can rebuild the U.S. cattle herd and get higher supplies of beef out there for consumers. And according to Dr. Peel, it is all about trying to move forward with rebuilding the mama cow herd.
You know, that's a really important question, obviously. It looks like 2013 is going to be a net liquidation year. We'll have a little bit more data available here fairly soon in terms of, but we won't get a mid-year cattle inventory report, so we're not going to have much data available. But it looks very much like we've probably liquidated a few additional cows. With the improving drought conditions, as long as that doesn't redevelop in terms of a broader drought area, I think we will probably see that this might well be the lowest year, but it'll be well into 2014 and beyond before we see a lot of improvement in that.
OSU's Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email. Stick around. Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Well, cattle producers, great opportunity to buy some of the best cattle anywhere from Superior Video Livestock Auction. Their Video Royale 21 sale coming up the week of July 29th on Dish Network Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, July 29th. They're going to skip Tuesday. It's a travel day. Then Wednesday through Friday, they'll be on the scene from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. Tremendous number head of cattle, 158,000 head. Yearling steers, yearling heifers, weaned calves, calves on cows. If you want more information about the specific cattle being sold any one day, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. The auction catalog already online at SuperiorClickToBid.com. At Superior Livestock, remember, we bring the market to you.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Well, Dave, as we're wrapping up today here on Midday Oklahoma, climbing on my soapbox for a few moments, did want to mention a couple of folks that we've known down through the years that are right now in the agricultural spotlight, one coming in, one getting ready to exit. The one coming in is Krista Hardin, the new deputy secretary nominee for the Obama administration at USDA. She would be the number two person behind Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Has been Mr. Vilsack's chief of staff. And we first knew Krista several years ago when she was the executive director of the National Association of Conservation Districts. Krista Hardin making a pledge to the Senate Agriculture Committee this week that basically with too many young people facing a lack of opportunity, she says she wants to use the bully pulpit of USDA to change that. As Deputy Secretary, she says and told the committee that she would grow existing markets and create new ones, open new doors around the world for quality U.S. farm products, and domestically increase farmer markets and food hubs in the U.S. that can help a new generation of farmers who want to grow organic crops and sell products locally. In addition, she added a few more things to the list, including the idea that the nation is on the cutting edge of conservation. She wants to build on that. She knows a lot about conservation, obviously, from her time at NACD. She pledged to build a bio-based economy and also usher in a new era of civil rights at USDA. Krista Hardin on the rise to be the new number two person at USDA. Heading out and we want to say congratulations to him. After 24 years, American Meat Institute President and CEO J. Patrick Boyle stepping down at the end of this calendar year. Boyle joined AMI 1990 after serving as administrator of USDA's Ag Marketing Service. He's been a good one for the meat industry. Well, that is our time today on our soapbox here on Midday Oklahoma. Have a good one, everybody. God bless.
For Ron Hayes and Jim Appelt, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us tomorrow for our Thursday edition of Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.